Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening, and welcome to the NFL Draft.
This is Seattle Sports presentation of the NFL Draft. Hear reaction to every Seahawks pick, streaming on the Seattle Sports app.
Come on, man!
The first round of the 2024 NFL Draft is in the books as we come to you live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. Dave Wyman, Michael Bumpus, Bob Stelton with you. Brock Huard has made his way out of the building as we wait for Mike McDonald and John Schneider to address the media out in the other room. He'll talk to the assembled masses about their first-round pick, Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, only defensive tackle taken in the entire first round, taken at 16 out of Texas, addressing the trenches, which have been very problematic for this team. Some of the other highlights, we're seeing Michael Penix going eighth overall, which I think is a lot higher than most people. A lot of the mocks didn't even have him in the first round. Had him late first round, if that. So, yeah, that was very cool to see that even though the Falcons did sign Kirk Cousins to a four-year, $180 million contract back in March.
Is it fully guaranteed like his last one?
I'm going to guess no.
I hope not.
I wouldn't think they'd make that pick at eight if he's guaranteed 4 years of $180 million, but still.
That guy has done amazingly well his contract.
We always hear these athletes that are insulted by getting the tag put on them, and he's like, yeah, I'll take the tag.
Oh, yeah.
Tag me again. Go ahead.
You know, because he's a quarterback and he knows worst case scenario, he'll be a backup for five more years and be fine. Whereas these D tackles, DNs, linebackers, receivers are like, this might just be it for me because you never really know. Quarterbacks last a long time in this league. Good for Kirk Cousins, but I'm even happier for Michael Penix, man. I thought he was the third ranked quarterback in this draft, in my opinion, better than Drake May. But again, I'm not a hater. Drake May, good job. Go ahead and do your thing in New England, but I'm happy for Michael Penix.
Who are the two you would have put ahead of him? Caleb Williams and who's the other?
Caleb and Jaden. And the thing, Jaden kind of scares me a little bit too because he's been a one-year wonder. At Arizona State, he was okay, but then he goes to LSU. You're playing a softer schedule. You got some good receivers. Things happen for you, but you can't ignore the Heisman Trophy winner. So I respect it, but I would have put Penix right behind Jaden Daniels.
Man, there were people that I think even had Bo Nix like in the third round. I mean, it's crazy. He got picked number 12. Broncos obviously need a quarterback, but that was one that kind of stood out to me. And then the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, he's played a lot of football and he's had a lot of success, but you're talking about the system versus matchups, and this was much more of a system at Oregon.
Yeah.
So, and I know the Husky fans out there, they don't want to hear about the Oregon Ducks in the draft, right? There's that big rivalry there, but pretty good day for UW.
Yeah. Nice day for them. But is Oregon more of a system than Michigan? I mean, we've talked about J.J. McCarthy and how he became this hot name, and he's a first-round pick. He gets drafted at the same group. So, but we also look at him and say, well, he wasn't that dynamic. Well, he played within a system. Yeah. He did what they asked him to do.
Well, quarterbacks are attached to wins and losses and how far they go. And J.J. McCarthy, 2 years in a row, played in the national championship. You have a NFL-caliber head coach in Harbaugh, who is in the NFL now, who's going to advocate for all of his players. So I think there's a bunch of things that happened. He played under center more than some of these other guys, and people look at the NFL game and say, you're going to have to play under center. I think if Bo Nix would have advanced, made it to the college football playoffs, then it would have been good.
Well, let's send it out to
wrap it up.
We're going to send it out to John Schneider and Coach McDonald.
We're open-minded. We're looking for what was best for our team, and it just shook out that way. But we weren't looking just necessarily defense from the get-go.
Maybe not 14 straight offensive players, but were you thinking it was going to be pretty heavily offensive focused in the other part of the draft from what you guys were thinking?
Yeah, especially after getting done with all the phone calls, that what we were hearing was going to be pretty legit. And once it started, they just kept coming, and so it was, but not like not until today really, like, okay, yeah, this is, you know, by a time maybe like, I don't know, this afternoon, like maybe like around 3 when I was kind of done like making calls or whatever, I was like, okay, it really, this stuff sounds true. So man, it stayed true. We did think there was gonna be a lot more trades. It sounded like people were gonna be moving around more. You know, we were kind of nervous that people were going to trade for Byron. And, you know, thankfully it didn't happen.
To both of you, Leonard Williams played the vast majority of his snaps, obviously, at three technique, as did Byron Murphy at Texas, mostly three technique. How do you see that play out in terms of, is there someone who might move if they're both on the field at the same time? Just kind of talk about that aspect.
Yeah, well, I think both guys have position flexibility. I mean, Leonard can play all across the line, so can Byron. We have a lot of guys that can. That's one of the reasons I'm so excited about it, is you're not going to know where guys necessarily are going to be all the time. And we'll have some really, really sweet ways to move guys around and have them in different spots and based on the teams we're going to play. So a lot of flexibility going in, a lot of pass rush opportunities, matchups, things we can manipulate. So all that's on the table, and you know, it'll be fun to see how it shakes out.
Mike, he's been totally different body types too.
With that versatility that Byron Murphy offers, he played some nose tackle last year at under 300 pounds. And how rare is it to see a guy be able to do that and take on double teams? And where do you see that running back background that he has coming to play as a penetrator?
Yeah, you do see that, and it's a great point. I mean, it's there's only so many people in the world that can do these types of things, and we're fortunate enough now we have a few guys on our team that can do it. So he just adds that versatility to us, like I keep saying. But yeah, for him to be able to play a nose at his size and his flexibility and his anchor and his strength is really impressive.
John, you mentioned that he got his degree in 3 years. What else, and away from football, kind of stood out to you that indicated he is the secret?
Well, Ryan Florence, you know, Matt Barry, everybody in that room really that, you know, studied him. I mean, everybody loved him. And he went to the combine, had a great combine. You know, he's just the whole fall, the makeup, the background. I mean, I've never talked to him, like, you know, I've totally tried staying away from him. I didn't think he'd be available, but still, like, not trying to show much interest, you know. But our guys were all over him. The defensive staff loved him. It was just like Mike said, it was just complete buy-in.
John, was it tempting to want to try to trade down because of the gap you're going to have now between, you know, until picking to 81, and was there legitimate opportunities?
We're going to wait all the way to 81. Come on, Bob, what a bummer. I'd be lying to you if I said we didn't think about it, but the player was, you know, he was just too good, you know. It's just too he influences the game like a lot. So
yeah, how many trade offers did you have, solid offers?
Yeah, we did. Yep. Yes. John, good ones too.
Does he remind you of anybody? Do you have a
comparable
for him?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, people. It's not Aaron Donald, but he tested like that. You know, I mean, he's got that compact style about him. But he can. Slow down, Johnny. He's a Hall of Famer. I get it. You're like you're asking for like a. It's just the body type. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, and you know, getting off the ball and. I mean, his, like, you know, all these statistics we have now, all this analytic stuff, like his explosive rate, like he gets to the quarterback quicker than anybody. So he's got, like, that ability to, like, jump off the ball and get upfield. And he can play edges. He can play square. You know, he can rush a passer inside. He gets up and down last scrimmage. But the body type is, that's the body type comparison. Obviously, Aaron Donald's a phenomenal Hall of Famer in the first ballot there. Along the lines of a Lawrence Taylor.
Sorry, I didn't get to step on you, but I guess I can just roll in the attitude, because he talked about his dog attitude. He said all his life he's been doubted, And then he's like, it doesn't matter who's in front of me.
Yeah.
It's about that play. I'm really told you just talk about his mental toughness, his ability just to dominate that play. He wanted to.
Yeah, I think Ryan Florence would, and I hope you guys get a chance to speak with Ryan, but, you know, just exactly what you said, like, I was up against it, you know, overcome the whatever the doubts people had about him. And when guys play hard like that, like throughout a game, and his play time's high too, right? So, I mean, he's, you know, it's very important to him.
John, this was your first time running the war room without Pete. Was there any
first
difference?
First of all, we don't refer to it as a war room.
Okay, draft room. I mean, all right, draft
with all due respect. Yeah.
But was it any different in any way? And Mike, for you, first time as in this seat on that combat, what was the experience like for each of you?
I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't different, you know, but it was.
How?
How?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. I mean, it's just different. It's just a different. I don't know how to describe it, but the communication, everything was exactly the same, and the process, right? So we started this several months ago. Mike and his staff had to get like really caught up pretty quick, and they had to work their tails off for it. You know, with Pete, you know, we've been doing it for 14 years, you can get in a groove and know exactly, you know, what's going to happen. But yeah, I would say we didn't have the music as loud. Okay, that's probably the biggest thing. Like, we'd get the music cranking pretty loud in there. So,
John, you guys try to gather as much information as possible on these guys. Was it hard then to like? Was there a big temptation to want to talk to him just to get a feel for him before the draft?
No. Yeah. Well, yes, to a certain extent. You know, we have a great working relationship with his agent, and I felt like I knew the person through the agent, because I've just known his agent for a long time, and you know, he can describe, you know, players and people he's recruiting real well, and so you get a real good background on the guy. And then just the information we got from everybody was so consistent, all the different sources.
John, he was just the 1-year starter there at Texas, but what leap did he make last year in specifics in his game to allow him to break out the way?
Just more play time, really. I mean, they, for one reason or another, they just played more of a rotation. They had more people. And this year, you know, with Sweat, they were on the field a ton. He was just on the field more.
Like, for you guys, with defensive line, there was a depth there to just be deep and be able to rotate a lot of them.
Could you say it again?
Just for you, for defensive line, how important is depth so you can rotate guys?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say that was a driving, you know, force behind the decision. It's just an opportunity to add an awesome guy and a great player. So, but absolutely, I mean, you know, in 2 minutes, you're going to want to have guys fresh and ready to rock. And then, you know, it's not a short season. You know, you need guys that can get after it in the trenches for sure. So,
Coach, I know this is what you were saying a second ago. I know it's, you guys are locked in on what you have to do this weekend, but. First round versus head coach of this program, what was it like for you going through the process?
It was an awesome process. I mean, I think getting into it, and there's a lot of things you're trying to do to build the team and the staff, so getting into the process a little bit later than we would be ready, you know, maybe next year. So you get in it and you dive in head first, and I think the thing that I'd like everybody to know is how awesome our process is. And we've assembled an incredible personnel staff. Being able to create alignment in such a short amount of time, I think, was really neat. And there's just, like, I felt a lot of trust, you know, about the information that we're getting and the type of people that are in that room and the culture that we have in our draft room, you know. And I just told John, like, coming into this week, I was like, look, like, I trust our guy. Like, we trust each other, man. And think that's really important. So today I was you know, the music wasn't as loud, but I was calm, like, and then as the pieces started to fall in place, like, it was just it was a really cool experience. And John was, you know, cool as hell, and just talking, making calls and talking to people. And it just, you know, whatever decision we ended up making at 16, I thought, you know, would be the right for our team. And it was a really awesome experience. So it was a team effort for sure.
Obviously, it was no losing effort, but Byron Murphy playing in the college football playoff against Washington, you've now got two Scott Huff have any insight on obviously playing against Byron Murphy and where?
All right, I guess we lost the feed there. Coach Mike McDonald, John Schneider speaking with the media about their draft pick, Byron Murphy. In case you just tuned in and missed it, they took a defensive tackle. All right, let's send it back out there.
He thought he was a heck of a player.
John, how did the six quarterbacks going to change everything? The whole draft?
Yeah, it just moves that whole group of, you know, a different. Areas down. I mean, the two corners that went. Those guys are damn good. Those guys are damn good players. I mean, for Philadelphia and Detroit to get those two guys, I mean, good football teams getting corners. And if, you know, if the quarterbacks don't go in all the offensive linemen, those guys are usually like mid-round picks.
Mike, you've had a chance to get around the players here a little bit last week in changes. So what have you learned about since you've had a chance to see them in person, get around them a little bit over the stretch?
Yeah, it's 3 weeks now, so we're rolling. I mean, I've told the guys I love our spirit, and that's a shout-out to how we've done things here in the past and what we've been able to build. And you feel like a hunger, you know, so and a sense of urgency from them too. So I think that's just what we're attacking every day, you know, just trying to make the best of each day and stack them. And we've made some strides even in practice, just running, you know, plays on air. And but you can feel it from the guys that, you know, that it's almost like they want it more and faster systematically. You know, but we're trying to build it, you know, slow is smooth and smooth is fast, systematically, culture-wise, building a foundation, all those types of things. So feel the excitement from the guys, and hopefully they're as excited as I am and our coaches are. So I think we're off to a good start.
Anything else? Thank you.
Awesome. Have a good evening, you guys.
There you go. Head coach Mike McDonald and John Schneider addressing the media after first round is concluded for the 2024 NFL Draft. Seahawks taking the defensive tackle out of Texas, Byron Murphy II. Currently no second round pick. We will be here for second round coverage, and we'll see if maybe the Seahawks make a move to get into the second round. We'll see, but they are done for now until the third round as it sits officially, and that does it. So first round in the books. Big night here. Want to thank everybody that was involved. Of course, Dave Wyman, Brock Heward, Michael Bumpus, Mike Lefko, Taylor Jacobs, and Brenna Rogers behind the scenes making it all happen. We're going to be back tomorrow. We'll be on at 3 o'clock. Paul Moyer will be with us. Is he with us at 3 o'clock? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring him on at 3. The draft starts at 4. So we'll be on for an hour before the draft starts. Get everybody primed and ready for round number 2. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow again live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center right here, Seattle Sports on 710.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.